This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Is it wearing you down? All that news about Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. The AP's Donna Warder with the results of a new AP poll.
About half of Americans in the new poll say they're following political news extremely or very closely. But 6 out of 10 people surveyed by the Associated Press and the Nork Center for Public Affairs Research say they need to limit how much information they consume about the government and politics to avoid feeling overloaded or fatigued. Media fatigue isn't a new phenomenon, but it can be especially acute with news related to politics. An AP NORC USA Facts poll found that only 50% of Americans surveyed felt a need to limit their consumption of information related to crime or overseas conflicts, and only 40% said they limit news about the economy and jobs. I'm Donna Warder.
Just so you know, today Donald Trump will campaign in California and Nevada. Kamala Harris will be in battleground Pennsylvania. Now to those thousands of Boeing workers who are on strike. Aircraft assembly workers rejecting a contract that would have increased pay by 25% over 4 years. Union official John Holden.
This is about respect. This is about addressing the past. And this is about fighting for our future. Our members rejected the contract by 94.6%.
John Holden. He was heard there on KOMO in Seattle. Forecasters expect the storm they call Francine to get weaker as it crosses Arkansas, but the forecast is for days of heavy rain in the southeast, creating a flash flooding risk. The longtime head of Mexico's Sinaloa drug cartel will hear the charges against him today in federal court in New York. He's accused of narcotics trafficking and murder. This is AP News. The Attorney General is talking about threats against the Justice Department.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is bashing growing threats against the Justice Department. In a forceful and at times emotional speech to department employees, Garland said they faced everything from conspiracy theories to threats of violence.
Through your work, you have made clear that the Justice Department will not be intimidated by these attacks. But it is dangerous and outrageous that you have to endure them.
Garland's remarks came amid GOP claims the Biden administration has weaponized the Justice Department to go after Donald Trump. The Attorney General says department employees have made clear they do not bend to politics.
And that they will not break under pressure.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.